Hello, it is the Kept Faith Super Bowl special.
Super Bowl edition.
Super Bowl edition. I am Dallas McLaughlin. As you can tell, we're coming from a different source right now. This is an iPhone 10. No big deal. It's not a big deal that I have an iPhone 10 and that you don't, Travis.
I don't, actually. I have an iPhone 8. Oh. I do have a newer one.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I couldn't stand like the way that it says full screen, but it actually like comes down at the top, kind of like the Samsung commercial, you know, the guy with the hair on his forehead.
Are you talking about the Magic Mountain commercials?
No, I'm talking about your phone.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying.
You think you're all awesome. I'm just telling you why you're not.
No, I didn't pay for it. But listen, it is the Kept Faith, and this is Dallas. As you can tell, you're probably hearing a lot of noises in the background. I'm at Travis's, and he's cooking some chicken right now.
Yeah, I feel like I should wash my hands because I have chicken all over them.
We do this, you can wash it. I'm going to turn down the track volume because it's probably pretty loud for folks. That's okay. You want to wash your hands?
No, it's okay. Let's do this.
Well, I was just going to say, driving over here, I was excited because one, just hanging out is what I'm most excited about. But
right.
I'm not, how do you feel about football right now? I don't care at all.
It's not about football for me.
Isn't it weird?
But I do want the Eagles to win.
Yes.
As much as I don't like care too much,
yeah.
I really want them to win.
Yeah.
Like to the point where I kind of would be bummed tonight if they don't.
And right? Then everyone wants the Eagles to win. Like last
really?
Year, everyone wanted the Falcons to win, and then they let us down because Matty Ice, that's what he does.
Because I feel like now that the New England has got this far with this many Super Bowl wins, people are now rooting for them. They're not like the Yankees
where they're
evil.
Do you know anyone
evil.
Rooting for the Patriots?
Well, my dad said that he was because, come on, they've come this far.
They've come this far?
They can be the greatest of all time. Tom Brady, the team, the
you
franchise.
You know they already are the greatest of all time?
I know, so now they want to keep this going.
Now it's just, now you're just being selfish.
I don't agree with that. I'm telling you that is why some people are rooting for the Patriots
your dad
outside
is,
of New England.
When it comes to sports, your dad is always so wrong.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, Tom Brady, undoubtedly greatest quarterback of all time, right?
Yes.
Can you even argue that?
Especially because it's not necessarily his physical abilities. It's his work ethic and his dedication to doing what needs to be done to be this good. Because, I mean, he's, you know, an average football player body-wise, physically.
And his love for Trump.
Yeah, of course.
That's a big deal, too. I'm still figuring out. I just gloated about my iPhone 10 and now I can't figure out how to make it work.
I gotta sit down. It's the national anthem. Hold on one second.
No, I'm kneeling. I'm gonna kneel real quick.
I'm gonna sit. It's my way.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna kneel and sit at the same time. Do you know it couldn't matter? Who is it gonna sing? Is that Babyface? Did you see the Carrie Underwood thing?
No.
You missed it.
I missed it.
Oh, she sang a great little ditty.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was very good.
Yeah.
It is the national anthem, but we mentioned Trump, I think, when we weren't recording, or we were.
Yeah.
But if only Trump can get another win with Tom Brady, that would be fantastic.
Well, I mean, it's his time.
It's Trump's year.
It would be part
year.
Of making America great again, even though they won last, I mean, whatever.
It's Trump's year. he's done, unemployment's down for everybody across the board due to his policies.
I mean, I'm making lots more money. I don't know about you.
You are?
No.
Yeah, no one is. On a scale from 1 to 10, how, like, in years past, like, when did you stop caring about the Super Bowl? As a San Diegan?
Probably, like, 3 years ago, when I was pretty confident the Chargers were going to be gone.
Yeah.
So it was easy for me to, like, have this long breakup.
Yeah.
It wasn't immediate like it was for a lot of San Diegans.
Yeah.
Who refused to see the writing on the wall.
Yeah, I think last year was the first year I didn't care at all. I went to a house briefly for like 15 minutes, had some meatballs and like a beer, and then I left. And that was like the only thing I did. I didn't care at all.
And honestly, for me, the Super Bowl's mostly always been about getting together with friends.
Yeah.
And just hanging out because the Chargers have been in the Super Bowl once in my lifetime, and it was embarrassing.
Really? You thought it was embarrassing?
It was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, I think I cried.
They caught up in the second half by that, but the end of that, no one cared.
I 100% cried.
I did win some like Super Bowl, you know, you put in like $3 and depending on the score in certain parts,
So yeah. I won like $100. So that was good.
I don't think it was embarrassing. I think it was maybe the thing that ruined football in San Diego and eventually led them to leave.
Yeah, it was a dagger. I mean, it was... We did not belong.
It's considered one of the worst losses of all time.
Yeah, the worst games.
The worst games. Yes, yeah. Worst games. We also should. And Pink's now here. Wait, didn't we just get the national anthem? And now Pink's singing the national anthem? I'm so confused.
Yeah, well, our TVs aren't synced because we're watching them online.
If there's one thing that people who watch football love, it's Pink. I think that you can agree that Philadelphia Eagle fans are very excited about Pink. I mean, honestly, Trav, name me one. Why is Dak Shepard? Is that Dak Shepard or Nick Foles?
Nick Foles. We know who's going to play
in the movie version of this. That's a very deep reference. Yeah. Luke Floater for two people that listen to this podcast. Yeah. Travis, seriously, name me one other artist that the Philadelphia Eagles fans would be more excited for than Pink. Can you do it?
Bruce Springsteen, right?
Bruce Springsteen? You think more excited than Pink? Yeah, I disagree.
Really?
Pink is the working man's guitar player. You know what I mean?
Well, he's the working man's working man.
No. Pink is way more
song
working man.
About the city.
Pink is way more working
Did
man
he win,
than
like,
Bruce Springsteen.
A Grammy and an Academy Award?
Yeah, blah, 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 with all your awards. I'm talking about Downheart.
It's a Philadelphia.
I'm talking about heart. I'm talking about grit. And if you want to talk about heart and grit when it comes to music, Pink
and aerial
is the
acrobatics.
Upside down exclamation points.
You heard, you see what she just did recently.
She does it all the time now. That's her
thing. It was a new thing on the side of a building.
You know who can't do aerial acrobatics?
On the side of a skyscraper.
You know who can't do that?
Who?
Bruce Springsteen.
That is true.
That's why he's not the hardest working man.
He sits on Broadway right now. Did you know this? He has an acoustic show on Broadway now, and the tickets, I think, are like $1,200 a seat. It's like an intimate
and
night.
And he just talks, right?
Yeah.
I'd go.
No music.
I'd honestly go. I'd go.
If I had the money?
Just to hear him do
immediately.
Death to My Hometown, I would do. I would go. We should mention that Nick is not with us. He might be coming over to Travis's in a little bit, but we don't know for sure.
But for those of you that don't know, he is married to a diehard, born and bred Patriots fan.
Born in Boston, or outside of Boston, but Scituate.
The New England area.
Born in Scituate, which is the most Irish town in Boston. That's not a lie. By census, that is. So a diehard Patriots fan. And he is watching with her. He says that he is support. That's all. Yes. He's not allowed to root one way or another. He's just allowed to be supportive.
Right. So, and Nick is very good at that.
He is.
He's
so
a good husband.
He may cruise over. If it's a lopsided win, he may cruise over in a little bit. But any more thoughts before we pause and get ready to watch the game?
No. Go Eagles.
Go Pink. Travis, okay, here we are. Halftime. We just watched JT.
Oh, yeah. I was impressed.
I liked it.
I always like JT. He did make me feel better about my body, though.
What do you mean?
I just felt like he looked
out of shape.
Not dad body-ish for what he does.
Dad body? For
yeah,
what
the way
he
he's moving. Yeah, I felt great. I mean, I'm not criticizing.
I can't believe
move. I couldn't move like that with my dad bod.
I can't believe you just called.
But I did comment to you as you're watching this that you look skinnier than JT, Dallas.
And I'll take that as a compliment. I don't think it's true. I'm going to shut this door. Because there's no way that we're going to get sued for something in that commercial. Well, I appreciate that I look skinnier than JT. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I thought he was rad.
Yeah.
Your best line was when they put the mirrors up towards the sky. He said they're making Alchemy's death ray.
That's what I saw you think about.
But listen, I think it's funny that they said there's no Prince hologram and then they just put a big sheet of Prince. I won't do the hologram.
But I'll do a projection.
But best halftime show of all time, in my opinion,
Prince's halftime show.
When he sang Purple Rain and it actually started to rain. No tricks, just the universe giving him what he needed. It was incredible.
Yes.
That and Springsteen, probably my two favorite halftime shows. I know you're partial to Michael Jackson.
I love my Michael Jackson halftime shows, but.
But that was, I liked it. My wife texted, underwhelming.
I would say yes.
Really?
Yes.
I thought
his energy was underwhelming.
It was fun. A lot on the line. I mean, if he fails this, no more famous. He's not famous anymore.
No, not true. He could go up there and do everything except grab Janet Jackson's boob again.
I actually
get away
think that's
it.
Why it was underwhelming to a lot of people. They wanted more nipples.
There had to be something.
Yeah, there should be more star nipples.
No controversy.
And there was no star nipples.
Right.
Impressions of the first half of the game?
It's going too well. I have no hope for the second half.
It feels like last year. It feels a lot like last year.
Yes. So we'll see what can happen. The best part, though, was, of course, Brady not catching the pass on his fingertips and Foles taking that same play in for a touchdown.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. Oh, you can't do that? Oh, I can do that. Yeah. Oh, that's weird. You can't do that.
Wait, I was out of the NFL? Oh,
yeah.
Watch.
Oh, no, I can do that.
Oh, you're the greatest of all time? We'll see.
Yeah, okay. I have a theory. I developed this theory while watching JT dance, was that I think the reason why no-name quarterbacks end up doing really well in the Super Bowl is because they'll probably never get there again.
Right.
And they know, like, this is their shot.
Yeah. They have nothing to lose.
If you watch football, you know who Nick Foles is. He's been around forever. But most people don't know who he is.
Right.
So I think it's impressive that he, like, I think he's doing well, and I think he knows that he can't screw up. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Because he's not coming. It's like Elvis Gerback. He's not coming back. As your mom opens up the cookies.
That's the loudest package ever.
The loudest bag. It's like the woman in the theater who's opening up a small batch of candy while a scene from True West is happening.
Just stop touching it.
Yes. Well, no, we're recording, but you're fine. You don't have to whisper at this point. She's opening up heart cookies.
From Trader Joe's.
Oh. Well, I'm happy that the Eagles are winning. I agree, it's too early. The Eagles are probably going to lose.
Right.
What is your... If you were going to put money on this, that the Eagles were going to lose, how much money would you put on the Eagles losing?
Oh, it's so hard right now.
Second half alone.
Well, like, I've never bet more than $100 on anything. So I would bet...
Really?
Yeah. I would bet... I'm not a big sports gambler, because I would go off into the deep end real quick.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So I'd say I bet $20.
$20?
Yeah. $20.
$20. They're going to lose?
That the Eagles will lose.
Okay. I agree with that. I'm going to bet... I mean,
what's the most you've ever bet?
Most I've ever bet?
Yeah. You got to like anything? A percentage of your biggest bet.
Well, some would say my marriage is a bet. So yeah. My life. I bet my life on that. I would say... the most I've ever placed in one bet was $100.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But that was at a blackjack table.
Oh, got it.
But over the span of like a day, I've placed at least $500 in bets.
Right, okay, that's different.
Because we used to go to Vegas for March Madness.
And you're always switching.
So we would just sit there all day long, and we would just bet all day long. I would put about $50 on the Eagles losing this game.
So you're more confident than I am.
That they're going to lose?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's a chance they win this game. And it's not even a double jinx.
All right, well, let's see.
As you'll see, also, just so you know, Nick is not here.
Right, Nick is not here.
He's not even texting. I think he's tweeting a little bit. I'm reading some tweets from the Kept Faith account that he's tweeting, but he's not engaging with us. He's in a space right now.
Yeah, no, he has to focus because if this goes bad, he's got like a month of hell.
And his wife is she's an extremely extremely well versed Patriot fan. Like she just started being a Patriot.
No, yes.
Her whole life has been the Patriots.
She's not a bandwagoner.
Yes, thank you. She's been a Red Sox fan, a Patriot fan her whole life. This is nothing new for her. And honestly, I don't know if she deserves it. I'll be honest. I'll say it. She's won so many.
She has won. That's the only reason. She is a sweetheart. But
she's a wonderful lady.
Yes. But you've had your fair share.
You've had your fair share. I think it's time for Philadelphia. Because I just want to see what happens to Philadelphia if they win. Like, how many buildings get burnt down? Like, what's your over-under on buildings getting burnt down if they win? I would say 17.
17 buildings will burn.
Yeah.
Oh.
My over-under.
I would say less than 10.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll find out. Okay. Does the Rocky statue stay up? That's what I want to know. All right. Well, listen. We'll check in at the end of the game. Until then, if you're listening right now, take a second to go to the Patreon, patreon.com/thekeptfaith, and sign up to become Patreon members. Getting new merch made. It's going to be awesome. So go do that. We'll check in at the end of the game. Oh, Trav.
Woo! Yeah.
What a game.
Go Eagles.
Eagles fly and soar and all the other things that eagles do. Pick up small rats in their claws and chomp on them.
Shatter their skulls.
Shatter their skulls with their talons. Okay, cooler person in the owner's box. Anybody with Robert Kraft or Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper, for sure.
I don't even know who's in there with Robert Kraft. I just love that they kept showing Giselle for the Patriots and then Julie Ertz, who was Zach Ertz's wife, soccer star. Did not know that. Found out tonight. And then Bradley Cooper and whoever the Philadelphia Eagles owner is.
Right.
At this point, I think most people just assume that Bradley Cooper owns the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right. Has some share in the team or something.
I forgot that Silver Linings Playbook was in Philadelphia.
Right.
And they're big Eagles fans.
Yes.
Anyway, congratulations to the Eagles.
Big time. Nick Foles, unbelievable. You give us
Foles. You're thinking of Sam Foles.
Yes.
The player I just made up.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he gives us all hope that life is not over. When you think you're down and out, you can come back and win a Super Bowl.
I love it. Yeah. It's incredible. It's a good story. It feels great.
And for me, the reason I've always had a long, the Eagles were always my NFC team.
Really?
Yeah, because back in Madden in the early 2000s, you had McNabb and Owens.
Yeah.
I mean, I beat everybody playing with that team.
McNabb was always better in Madden than real life.
Oh, and throwing to Owens.
Yeah, like, it was impossible.
Yes. It was the best 1-2 combo in Madden history.
I want to say that we had some great game calling. Collinsworth and Al Michaels.
Yeah.
Team of the future.
Gosh.
Team of the future.
Harrison and those two commentators, it's time to retire. Like, great job, guys. Great career, but you're done.
It's hard. I was telling you during the game, Collinsworth was a big sports talk celebrity in Cincinnati, called Reds games for a bit, called Bengals games for a bit. Big sports celebrity, and growing up, you know, part of my life in Ohio, we loved him in Ohio. He was such a nice guy, super approachable. And then, once for some reason now lately, he's literally like the Phil Collins of announcers, like no substance really, just kind of like, oh yeah, that's there.
And when he gets upset about a play or like a call or a review, it's not something you should be upset about. It's like, oh yeah, that makes sense on the call. And he's like, well, I just can't anymore.
Yeah, exactly. for San Diego people, he's like the Kixie of announcers. Yes. He's just there around. He's not offensive. You know, if something doesn't make sense, he'll get cranky, but then not also tell you why.
Right.
Because in his days of playing, everything that he was like, if that's a catch, then I don't know anymore. In his days, that was definitely a catch.
Yes.
Everything was a catch back in those days. Yeah, he's a moron. And Al Michaels finished the game with perfection with the line, another Super Bowl game ends on the last play. Just what a beautiful... It'll go down in history as one of the great lines, a nice send-off.
Oh, I can't stop laughing.
I know there's people out there that are like, oh, I thought you guys hate football. Why are you talking about football? And I understand that criticism. And I think it's a Super Bowl. It's different.
Right.
But at the same time, I haven't watched a down of football this whole year.
Right.
Except for actually 3 plays on Thanksgiving. And then I quickly... Well,
you can't avoid... football and Thanksgiving. Yeah,
all your family's over and everybody. And this time again, we were talking at the beginning, where we just got together. Your family was here. My daughter's here. We got together. We ate some wings and we watched some football. It's a nice time to be together.
Watch the Doc McStuffin show.
Watch the little doc presented by the children.
Yes.
Yeah. As you can hear them screaming in the background. But I will tell you, I haven't looked at Twitter yet, but I can only imagine how many people on Twitter, San Diego Sports Twitter right now, are currently going, see, this is what we could have had, Falconer. We could have had this, Falconer.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Kaplan, I know for sure, has already done this.
Let's not blame Falconer. If you wanted this in your city, San Diego, you needed a different owner, okay? Kept Faith, 3 years ago now, broke it on our podcast with insider knowledge that the team was moving 3 years ago, despite anything. Everybody in media knew this. But they didn't want to talk about it because then they had nothing to talk about.
The paycheck.
And if some weird instance that the Chargers would stay, they didn't want to ruin the relationship with the team. We knew 3 years ago the Chargers were leaving. Spanos wanted the money. He wanted to move to L.A. And if you can't tell how greedy and how moronic him and his family is, then just look at this thing they've done recently where they said they're only going to grant interviews to San Diego media if they don't bring up the past. You could only talk about their future.
But they courted the media. Like... we want to give interviews, but under these conditions.
Under these conditions only. Yeah, you're not a presidential candidate, Spanos. You're a moron. And look at Foles with his child, his beautiful daughter. Nick so Foles, cute. Unbelievable. And wow, good for you, Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Your wife
you definitely pulled out of your league.
Wow, buddy. Yeah, there you go. I will say this. You want anybody to blame San Diego for not having the Chargers in this city? You blame Dean Spanos. That's the person you blame. He wanted the money. He wanted the greedy. It had to be his way or nothing. And that's the person you blame. Don't blame Falconer for being a lame duck mayor or not wanting to bend to the greedy stupidity of the owners. Okay? That's it. That's all I'll say. We'll probably talk more about this when we get together with Nick. Have not heard from Nick.
No, this is not a good
have
night for
not
Nick.
Heard from Nick at all. Usually he would be texting at least.
Yeah.
In our group text.
And he's probably been super supportive and he'll probably still have to sleep on the couch. Yeah. So.
He's been tweeting from the Kept Faith account, so I know he's live, but it is scary. So yeah. Hopefully we'll talk soon. But anyway, thanks for listening to our... All right, this thing keeps cutting. I got to figure out the settings on this phone. I'm so mad that I every time I think I have it, I don't have it. But whatever, I'll figure it out. But anyway, thanks for listening.
Yes.
To the Kept Faith Super Bowl recap. We'll be in studio this coming week to talk more about some other stuff. Collusion in baseball, supposed alleged collusion in baseball. Chargers, more stuff that we want to talk about. That's happening. And
wait. Russia's involved in baseball?
Yeah, Russia. Russia has been hacking into the free agent market in baseball.
In Oakland.
In Oakland specifically. It has been a mess. But this has been a special Everything's Fine episode of The Kept Faith. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Kept Faith. You can also check out thekeptfaith.com, the newly designed keptfaith.com. We'll have some new stuff up this week on the site. Maybe this week or next week, one of these weeks, I'll be posting I'm doing a top 30 San Diego Padres list. I'm not going to tell you the specifics of the list, but we are going to top 30. Everybody else says their top 30. But from the third best San Diego podcast, according to Drunk Flannery's poll,
right.
We want to say thank you for your votes.
Yes.
It really, really meant a lot to us that we came in third and not fourth. Because if we came in fourth, I think I would probably destroy everyone.
Yes.
All right. That's it. We'll see you later. Bye.